سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. May Allah tabarak ta'ala reward all of y'all, the reciting of Surah Yasin, the reciting of Quran. In a world where we live, it is known as the battle between maddiyat, materialism, and ruhaniyat, spirituality. To be able to fight a world of shayateen, which is darkness, and in a world where Allah tabarak ta'ala has put in their hands what is called material power. And with material power, they unite all over. Al-kufru millatun wahidatun. Kufr is one jamaat. Whatever name they choose, however they act like they're against each other, behind the scenes, the leader is the same. It is called the devil. Allah tabarak ta'ala has allowed that the secrets of making weapons, the secrets of going into the skies, the secrets of tapping in, it was going to be put into their hands first before us. So the Muslim Ummah would be able to benefit, which be able to take, able to imitate. But they would always have one step over the people of Iman. Allah made it from the beginning. So in warfare, they would be one step ahead. In propaganda, the ability to speak, the ability to put their thoughts in the mind, in the education system, in wealth. Wealth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Jal system, that the wealth of the world, the treasures of the world, wherever it's found, it can be found in a Muslim land also, but it will go behind him and his system. That even if it's in a Muslim land, the control of it will be in their hands. Allah made it. But with all that power that they enjoy, they had to spread a blanket of darkness in the whole world. That's all that they had. In the blanket of darkness, how do you break it? So the normal law is, if the whole masjid is dark, then a person just has to press a button to put a light on. One light comes and it removes all darkness. All darkness. So a man will never enter a dark room and he will see darkness. When you enter a dark room, if there's light on, you'll see the light. You won't see darkness. But if there's not one light on, then you will say the room is dark. Again, see, if this masjid is dark, when a person enters it, he only looks for one light. When he puts it on, the next person that enters doesn't say, it's dark. That one man's one light makes all the darkness get forgotten. All the darkness. Which means you notice light, you don't notice darkness. But if there's no light at all, then you will see darkness. No light at all. In this world, if you have to look at the number of believers compared to the number of disbelievers, it's very little. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your example to the example of the nations of the past is like you have black, full black out. And on that black cow, there's a one spot of white. He said, but you'll pick up that one spot. You look at that cow and you'll say, hey, there's a white spot there. You'll see it. If your kurta is white and you see a black spot, he said, or like a white cow, white, and you see one black spot, you'll pick it up immediately. He said, you will be picked up from all the world of darkness. In the day of Qiyamah, he said, I will pick you up like this. The Sahabi said, how will you recognize us surrounded by the world? He said, do you pick up that one spot? Or he said, if you got many animals and one animal's camel color is different, you pick it up. He said, I'll pick you up like that. I'll pick you up. And he said, in this world, your example is the same. But me and you compared to the world of kufr, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, we like that small dot. Small dot. And then in the believers, those who perform salah, those who read Quran, in that small dot, we even smaller, less. That sometimes that little things, what's the purpose of me doing? Because when everything is happening around me wrong, will my little change all the wrong? So the answer to that is, My job is to put on one light. That one light, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a house in which Quran is read, it shines to the people of the heavens, like how the star shines to the people of the earth. That one light goes through all the levels of darkness. So in this masjid, if there's one person, only one person reading Quran, only one person, you understand this masjid is not dark. In an entire Scotland, if there's only one person sitting and reading Quran, you understand Scotland is not dark. Now imagine if you have 10 people reading Quran. Now if you imagine you have 10 masjids. Imagine in every masjid there's people doing hifz, 10 boys. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, you got 100. You say, what difference is going to make? Because when the one soccer match takes place, theirs is 100,000. You say, that's darkness. This is light. Darkness, no matter how much comes together, it's still dark. But light, you just need one and it breaks through all darkness. All darkness. When darkness is allowed to come together and there is no light, then it reaches a level of magic which can destroy the entire world. But as long as light carries on going through, it breaks. So if you know anything in the world, to get results, you need the thing to be closed. A kettle, if you want to create the kettle to blow, you have to cover the top. As long as the top is open, the steam is there, but it won't blow. Why? Because it got that one exit. So you just need a small exit, and all the effects inside come out. Light creates that hole in the blanket of darkness. As long as one person in an area reads Quran, all the magic that's put together in that area goes through that. All goes through. So one person sometimes becomes the means for the safety of the iman of that entire land. Because he carries on creating the whole. He's just sitting. You look at him, you say, old uncle, what you doing? He say, Ramadan, I always sat for itikaf. Always. 10 days, last 10 days of Ramadan, Allah's Nabi said, I'll sit. This is a very good sit. Someone will say, what benefit? You'll say, that man is the safety of the whole town. The Quran he'll read in Ramadan will save you from years and years of effects. Take this man away, make sure you put somebody else to read Quran. Because if one man is not reading Quran, you say, all of y'all are destroyed. All are destroyed. As long as one. This is the value of your little sitting here for Surah Yasin. Nothing of Quran ever goes not noticed. Nothing of Quran. And the more we will read, little bit, every day little, I must make my khatam. He must make his khatam. He must make his khatam. Everyone's little, little becomes lot. In the time when people came to Britain years ago, when there were no masajid, the United Kingdom was a city where South Africans would come, other countries, the Arab countries, they would come to the universities of the United Kingdom. But in the universities, there was no deen, and around it, there was no deen. There were no masajids. It was a land of darkness. South Africa was like that. Things change now. But once upon a time, it was darkness. So one boy wanted to go study. The university is open because you come to us and we'll make you disbeliever. We will mess your mind up. And you'll never understand how they do it. But it's an environment of magic. So his father, Sampal village, his father says to him that, do me one favor. You going? These cassettes of Quran, I want you to play it. At that time it was cassettes. Qari Abdul Basit. Any. Play this. What it means, the boy don't even know. If you know the meaning of Quran, it's called light upon light. If I could get a chance, if you all could understand Surah Yasin, then I'd say you'll enjoy your Surah Yasin every day you read it. Because the meaning behind the Surah is something else. But even that first level where I don't even know the meaning, it's still something. And the day you get the chance to know the meaning, you'll say, I need to know the whole Quran. What a message. What a meaning. So he gave him the cassettes. He said, go. So the boy now, whenever he's free in the university, his father told him one thing, you do, you study. But in your free time, you play your Quran.
You don't even know how to read Quran. Play your Quran. Here's your cassette. Here's your radio. Playing his Quran, playing his Quran, playing his Quran. Then one day someone is knocking at his door. He opens. He's a Muslim, so he has to show good character. And when you're surrounded by non-Muslims, you have to actually act like non-Muslim. So he talks. It's a girl there. He says, "How are you?" Like, now he's wondering, "Where did I see you? Like, which campus are you?" So she says to him that, "Stop making noise." So he says, "Sorry." She says, "Stop it. Just stop it. That noise, put it off." So he says, "What noise?" Then? She says, You're always singing. So he says, "Oh, I'm so sorry now." Now he goes and he says, "But it wasn't loud. There's no way the sound can be reaching out of the room. You're shy normally." So he put it softer. A few days later, he invited his friends. So when he invited them, he said, "You know, listen to this. Qari Abdul Basit, they're sitting, they're eating, they're listening." And this girl knocks. So now his friend recognized the girl because he's on that same area. So he went to go speak to her. And she's saying, "Tell him he must put the thing off. Let's put it off." So because he's from that area, he was able to speak with her. And he says, "But you don't even stay in this place. Like, I also stay where you stay. We stay in that side. So how is this affecting?" And she just got upset. And she says, all my efforts. And he comes now and he wants to break it. "All my efforts." He says, "What efforts are you talking about?" She says, "I make spells in my free time. I do these spells," because she was studying magic. Magic is something to study also. They study it. So he never believed her. So she took him. She took him into her room and they saw all the places. The skulls and the potions and whatever she's doing. She says, "But whenever it's reaching its point, then he starts singing. And that singing of his spoils it all." He says, "Like, what singing are you talking about?" It was Quran. From one side of the university, it was knocking her magic on the other side. Knocking it. So every time he sings. So his friend laughed at her. They laughed. And then they write in the story, she left that university. She left it. Because she couldn't accept that every time she's reaching that point of getting the result, this Quran just comes and wipes it in. This is our Quran in the land of darkness. It is the Quran of our elders and our Quran that saved us, and our Quran will have to save our children. There's a lot of magic in the world. It moves through drugs, it moves through entertainment, it moves through technology, it moves through the AI. There's a lot of magic in the world. And everyone is saying, "I'm worried of my future. I'm worried of my children. I'm worried of the grandchildren. What if they fall into kufr?" So how do you stop it? You say the first is there has to be a lot of Quran. Lot of Quran. And who's going to make Lord Quran? The people who are here today, they're going to be the ones reading Quran. You will be the ones who will defeat the forces of darkness while just sitting and reading Quran. It will go to the right, it will go to the left, it will go up, it will go all around. And it will carry on breaking the effects of their magic, which hits on the minds and then on the hearts of people. Surah Yasin is known as the heart of Quran. And it speaks to the heart of man. Me and you need to read Surah Yasin. Allah reward us all. And read Quran also. You come in the masjid, you say, "Every day I must read. From the beginning of Quran till the end of Quran. I'll make a khatam and I'll start again. And I'll start again. And a little bit I will look at the translation of Quran. Think about what is this message my Allah has given me. Read it again. What a beautiful message. Read it again. So a little bit I'll look at the meaning and I'll make my tilawat. Half a page, 1 page, 2 pages. Quran is not only for the pious. Quran is not only for the hafiz. Quran is not only for the alim. Quran is for my heart and it is for your heart. And when we will read it, Allah will make it benefit us and it will benefit everyone around us. Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all reciters of Quran. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, despite the fact that we are the weakest of your servants, we are the ones that sin during the day and during the night. Allah, but still you allow your doors of mercy to always remain open for us. We have never entered the masjid and were told that you are too filthy to sit in front of Allah. You are too filthy to make sajda in front of Allah. Allah, as you have been so kind, that in this world your masjid has never pushed us away. Allah, we ask you for that kindness that your beautiful court never pushes us away. As you allowed us to make sajda today in this world, Allah, allow us to be able to be those who will make sajda tomorrow in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, as you have been kind that you always allowed our hand in this world to lift up in front of you, you never made us so shy of you. You never made us despondent in your mercy. Allah, you never turned our hearts away from you. Allah, you always brought us back. Allah, despite our disobedience, despite our negligence, despite the sins of the finger, despite the sins of the tongue, Allah, you always allowed our tongue to still be used in your remembrance. Allah, you always allowed our hand to be able to lift itself in front of you. Allah, you allowed our eye to be able to read Quran. Allah, when your kindness on us has always been so much, Allah, in your karam, we ask that your kindness on us never comes to an end. Allah, we ask that your kindness on us never comes to an end. We ask for your kindness in this world to bless us with an imani, Islami life. Allah, we ask for your kindness at the time of death, to bless us with a beautiful death, a death in a beautiful position, a death in a beautiful location, a death with the kalima on the tongue, with the indication of the shahada on the finger. Allah, a death which we are happy to be able to meet with you, and a death when you are happy to be able to receive us. Allah, we ask for your kindness on the plains of Qiyamah, when everyone on that day will be gripped with fear, but there will be a group that will be told, have no fear, for your place has been reserved under the Arsh of Rahman. Allah, on that day we ask that you keep for us a place under your Arsh. Allah, when everyone will be gripped with fear, on that day we ask that we experience no fear. Allah, at the plains, Allah, at the place where the actions of man will be weighed, at the scales of justice, Allah, when people will have to cross over the Sirat, Allah, in every dangerous and in every scary occasion that's now going to come in this world, before passing away, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, and after, in every stage, Allah, we ask that your kindness upon us never comes to an end. Allah, bless us to be amongst those who are guides for humanity and who are rightly guided. Rabbana taqabbal minna. O Allah, in your kindness, accept from every one of us. O Allah, in your kindness, forgive every one of us. Allah, make us yours. Allah, make us yours. Allah, make us yours. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum.